Hi, Colonel Alok Asthana here to talk on what every leader needs. Now, this is an interesting topic, also one of universal relevance. We are all leaders in a sense, at least most of us. We either lead teams and employees, or we lead members of our families and friends. In this episode, let us cover the general picture on how I will be moving ahead on this. Call it a preview, a curtain raiser, if you may. Having been in the army for 26 years, I am fascinated by the topic of leadership. Now, don't let my mention of my army background put off some of you. Unfortunately, there is a belief that leading in the army is quite different than leading in the civvy street. While that is indeed true in some areas, it is not in the area of leadership that I am passionate about and will cover here. There is a lot of common ground between the two, army leadership and the civil leadership. To emphasize that point of commonality, I have named my book Leadership for Colonels and Business Managers. It's available on Amazon. Since I am a trainer consultant on topics of leadership, my book is sort of a summary of what I cover in most of my trainings. You can be sure that this will be of use to you, whoever you are, wherever you are. I say wherever you are because I'll make sure that I talk only of universal principles of leadership, not those specific to an industry or setting. I must tell you here that I am not a great fan of the case study approach to leadership. I think it is wrong to take the case of one successful leader, list out his or her known characteristics, and then say that these are the principles of leadership. And I have several reasons for thinking like this. First, it has to be proven that he or she was successful due to these characteristics. We need to show causation directly and not rest merely on correlation. Then there is the question of sample size. Data of a sample size of one, where the overall population is in millions, is only to be laughed at, not to be used to draw principles. Moreover, it's a case of he or she being just a survivor. We don't even take into account those leaders who had the same characteristics but failed. They are just not there for our study. So case studies and hero worship is out. But if I am not going to bank on the study of successful leaders, how do I propose to proceed? Well, I rely on academic disciplines that have studied human beings not in ones and twos but in millions, and not once or twice but over a long time, and also done targeted experiments on them, and only then have they come to some conclusions. Yes, I am a firm believer that leadership can only come from a study of psychology, individual and group. And of course, the topic of group dynamics and organizational behavior. But do not worry, I'm not an academic. I'm a practitioner. I've been there, done that. How many other leadership trainers can claim that? Let me tell you a little more of my understanding of leadership. It's actually quite simple. In all of leadership, there are just three entities, just three. One, the leader as an individual person. Two, one follower also as an individual person. And then three, the group, which is a collection of followers. For the leader and the individual follower, we can rely on individual and social psychology. This is all about one-to-one relationships between a leader and a follower, and it gives us valid knowledge on leadership topics that are direct in these interactions between two individuals. For example, how to motivate an individual, how to give him or her feedback, how to delegate, how not to end up doing his or her work, how to praise, how to reprimand, how to punish, and so on. You'll see that these topics are very useful for new managers. I'm also sure that you would see that these topics, how to motivate, how to give feedback, how to praise, are topics that are definitely not restricted to organizational leadership alone. These topics will apply equally to leadership in families or any other social setting. You would have also noticed that I am using a long-winded phrase like how to motivate, how to give feedback, rather than short terms like motivation, feedback. This is intentional. I want to emphasize on the how-to part in each topic. I mean, what is the technique to do so? Whether motivation or feedback, you must get some solid actionables from me. And you will, I promise you that. So let us get back on our track. So where were we? We were talking of how the leader and the single follower are just individual humans. So psychology should provide us good inputs for these interactions. Now the next entity is a group. Now this changes the situation. A group is not merely an aggregation of individuals. So individual psychology alone will not work. A new force has now entered the scene, group dynamics. There are additional pulls and pressures of the group on individuals. Here we must draw our lessons from group dynamics and organizational behavior. When we make use of these two disciplines, we can handle almost all issues arising out of the interaction between the leader and the group of followers. In the previous section, we stayed with the one-to-one relationships, and now we are able to move up to the one-to-many relationships. This gives us some very interesting topics, many of which are completely missing from the curriculum of traditional leadership trainings. For example, group structure and group processes, how to nourish all parts of the group, groupthink, and how to beat it. It also gives us some real knockers like, would you much rather be loved or respected? What are the effects of cohesiveness on group dynamics? You will see that these are the topics that form the core of training for middle management. This completes the one-to-one and also the one-to-many processes. And we can now move further in organizational settings to talk of organizational development. Topics like how to beware the slow poison in organizations, how to keep the feedback loop open at all times, how to create a learning organization or a learning person, and other such topics. These topics take care of senior management. With these three sections covered, one-to-one, one-to-many, and organizational development, we can move on to more refined topics of leadership and leader behavior. For example, the four leadership practices, the two modes of leadership, the transactional and the transformational, how to facilitate meetings, etc. This brings us to the doorstep of the needs of top management. Now we can move to pure cognitive topics like decision making and good thinking. We can also talk of how to act in complex and competitive scenarios, how to integrate game theory in decision making, how to develop peripheral thinking, mindset management, coaching, and strategic thinking. So, the one-to-one topics, the one-to-many topics, the topics of organizational development, topics of leadership behavior, and the cognitive development topics all will get covered one after the other. I assure you that these will be useful to leaders as much in a family setting as in an organizational setting. And as I promised earlier, I will not use case studies at all, but instead rely on more solid disciplines of psychology and social sciences. And I'll give you a lot of how-tos. One more thing. Once we start using these well-researched disciplines, you'll find that a fair bit of what you've been hearing or what you have heard till now in traditional leadership circles may be just plain wrong. For example, you might have heard that a groupie feeling is always good for organizations, and groups are always better than individuals. I'll show you how this is not true, at least not entirely true. You would have also heard that cohesiveness is always good for organizations. I'll challenge that and show you the specific conditions in which it is good and the ones in which it is not. So be ready to take a holistic view of how to lead better, which simply means that you are instrumental in the group achieving its stated aims better and faster, whether the group is one of organizational or your family or your circle of friends. You can always write to me at alok.asthana@gmail.com. My website is innovatorsandleaders.com. I welcome you on this exciting journey.